The Sentai Review, Episode 75, Ninja Ranger Mecha. All right, welcome back to the Sentai Review giant episode thing. I don't know how long this is going to be. This looks bad.
Yes and no.
By my estimation, I'm assuming this is going to be 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
So I made sure to bring plenty of drinks.
Oh, sure.
And I just got done with work, so...
We are looking at 20 mechs for 1994. 20 robots.
Depending on how many pictures each mech has...
Yeah, like I said,
really
I only
can't.
Got a few of some of them, so...
That's fine. We'll just... Look, all we could do is do our jobs. So, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
All right, let's do some website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Alright, so here we are, back. We're going to have to try to get into this as quick as we can, so here's my picture folder's here, and then I gotta go down Yeah, there's boobies in that picture.
A lot of boobies and stuff.
Then there's 1994 stuff, and this is Ninja Sentai Kaku Ranger.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Shit. Our Alien Rangers.
No. This is the Thunder stuff that we have.
Well, yes, the Thunder stuff, but didn't it go... Well, in our series, it wasn't the... It was with the alien suits...
Yeah, this
Sentai.
Wasn't the Thunder Zords. These were the aliens that came down,
yeah.
Right?
No. The aliens is going to be the next one.
This is not the Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers?
No.
Then who is this?
This was that one that we got, the white... No, never mind.
No, that can't be, because that was
the
last one.
No, that can't be. Yeah, that was the last guys. The last guys were the guys that we got the fucking white
Kiba
Ranger
from. Yeah, I think
we're
on the ninjas, because
each
one of them...
We are on the alien ninjas.
The alien rangers, they each had their own Zord... And each Zord was like a man, like an animalistic man thing.
Yeah.
Like, and then there was the Shogun and everything that they, like, I think, even though we stole that and counted it as Mighty Morphin Ranger stuff, it really wasn't Mighty Morphin Ranger stuff. So I think this is season 3, right?
This is when
Didn't
they
we get a third set of Zords in season 3?
Ninjor.
Yeah, so this is the ninjas. Yeah. This was the ninjas, but we stole their stuff and used it for our season 3, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's where
so
I think
aliens,
we are.
Alien Rangers actual form is in the next year. Meanwhile, this is stuff from... Never mind. That's...
So this was a team we didn't get at all? Because I'm trying to figure out who the
team
was.
There's no fucking way, because I'm trying to pull up goddamn YouTube to verify it. I checked YouTube beforehand, but my phone is acting like a fucking jackass and won't actually connect. There we go. Fandom Night YouTube channel. Wait for it to fucking go, because there's 13 people in here with cell phones connected. So mine's getting fucking booted.
Not
from
me.
Priority.
There's not that many, because I don't even have mine connected to the internet.
I know, I'm being a jackass. Shut up.
Wow.
I'm just blaming it on my phone, because my phone's been sucking ass, because I keep dropping it.
Maybe you should stop that.
You weren't kidding about that there internet connection. I don't know what's going on. I got nothing over here. We got...
You're still connected to Yahoo, though.
We's got that, what do you call this,
Lag spike?
No, I think it was called dial-up. I believe that's what I'm experiencing
here.
Yeah,
the old style, yeah.
Back to one of them. I'm experiencing a
it's
classic.
The alien Rangers.
Okay, never mind then.
Hey, look, I told you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, see, the alien guys.
Good
okay.
We got skipped so much stuff. Ugh. Okay.
Okay, well anyways,
yeah.
Here's Red.
Go back and see what his name
Dude.
Was.
Yeah, you gotta find.
Yeah, we probably should.
Red Dude is a super stealth
beast
god. Saruder?
Sonder?
Saruder?
No, it's S A S-A-R-U-D-E-R. So it's like Saruder.
Yeah,
Saruder.
He sarudes you.
Well, here's that guy.
It's got kind of like your Naruto.
It's very reminiscent of the Zord we just got done with, actually, the Red Ranger Zord.
Yeah.
Very.
And it's kind of like a cross between stupid-ass Monkey Zord.
And Samurai.
And Samurai, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you first brought it up, I looked at it, and I was like, I immediately thought, is that the monkey? Is that a monkey? Because it's kind of what I thought for a second.
It's got the little S for its name, I guess, on there.
Well, next on this guy.
Yeah.
Oh. S stands for shitty.
Okay, yeah. He has two swords.
He also has a beard.
He also has an epic mutton chops beard.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
Oh, trust
that's the power of pictures and zooming in.
Some of these stuff, you'll really notice the details on the face.
Holy crap, let's...
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Posing with the sword.
That's beautiful.
Well, he's got two swords, which is pretty sweet. Very samurai-ish.
Okay, is the thing on the middle of his head, is that just a lighting effect, or did that thing light up?
I don't know. I mean...
No clue.
Could just be the way the sun, because I see also here on his shoulder blade, it looks like there's a beam of light, but it's right there in the circle, so I think it's just a lighting effect.
Right.
Next.
Right. Oh, he puts them together, doesn't he?
I like that, actually, that he could put those two together.
Yeah.
Next.
And he must have...
Well, somebody took it.
He did something.
He looks like he's ready to
dance. He Vogue posed and flipped off the camera, so the guy just fell over like, oh, God, you can't do that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Next.
And here's his toy.
Here's one of his toys.
Comes with the little ninja. But it makes no sense because the size of the toy, that little ninja's too damn big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This might be one of those off-made ones.
There's no detail to the little ranger. It's just a red figure.
That toy looks awful.
It does. I would.
Yeah.
It does not look quality at all.
It looks cheap as shit. Is what it looks like.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Well, you see, if you look at the bottom right corner of the box, it tells you why.
Bandai.
No, I've bought some pretty good... The Bandai was the ones in charge of making our Megazord toys we got over here, and I never complained.
But
the Legacy stuff also has Bandai in the corner.
Well, yeah, but the year,
what
probably.
What about the year that this was made, too?
94 is when this came out.
95 is maybe when it was made.
No, because the Zords, we just saw toys from stuff that happened before this with way better quality than what I'm looking at right here.
But we also saw some cheaper, uglier versions, too.
Yeah, maybe this is maybe that's the cheap man's version of this toy.
It's a possibility.
Well, that last
maybe there's, here's the thing. Over here, we got a toy. A toy. We get a Megazord.
Yeah.
And it has all five of them in there. Maybe because this is where it comes from, when you go over there, if you were a kid, you might have had four or five different choices of styles of toys. Sometimes they were as big as G.I. Joe's, you
sometimes
know?
Sometimes a McDonald's maybe. One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we've been witnessing with the way toys are. Because over here, there's like seven or eight different styles of G.I. Joe. There's seven or eight different styles of one of my favorite toys that I've been buying as of lately is the Marvel Legendary series. Those toys are fantastic. And there's three different versions of them. There's smaller, less impressive ones that come with a comic book. There's single G.I. Joe-sized ones. There's the $20 boxes, like what I have with Spider-Gwen. And then there's the $50 guys, which are literally as big as, like, Guy Barbie dolls, for the lack of better description. But they're highly, extremely detailed, awesome-looking toys. And the bigger ones are, of course, most detailed.
You mean like the anniversary Bruce Lee that I got for you when we went to the anime con?
No, he's kind of one of those $20 boxes.
Detailed.
Yeah, he's high-detailed, but he's the $20 box, like Spider-Gwen. Yeah. But the one I'm talking about, there are now giant ones that are, like, bigger than those Megazords.
Oh, you mean kind of like the old Venom figure that you had?
Yes, that's exactly what they're like,
So kind of how that Barbie Star Trek ones are going to be.
We saw those.
You saw them?
I realize this is not the show to necessarily talk about Star Trek. Spock looks good. Uhura looks good. I don't know who that is wearing that gold shirt. That's not James T. Kirk. Refused. It's not him.
An impersonator.
Has to be. Maybe they accidentally...
It's Shatner's stunt double.
I was going to say, maybe Shatner was not available to do toys, so they put the stunt double in there. I don't know. Because
the,
you know,
kids will never know.
Because there's no telling what you're going to do to that Kirk doll.
Actually,
so his stuntman stepped
in. The kids would never know.
Yeah, that, yeah, yeah. To be fair, that's 1964 and shit.
They're so. Just like, is that a toy from that awesome TV show?
Yeah, so but I did. I seen them, and they look great. Like, their costumes are actually fabric and everything, but the, I don't know who that dude is. He looks like they put Ken in a fucking Star Trek uniform.
Possible.
Like, he looks very close to just looking like the Ken doll. Next. Well, there's that toy we just saw.
See, and it looks better.
Out of the package, so you can play with it.
No, it's cheap as hell.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cheap.
Yeah.
No, it's...
I mean, it's decent for a kid's toy, but at the same time, if you're a collector, yeah, that is cheap.
I'm going to say, this is 94. See, that's what I'm trying to... I'm trying to run that in my head, that this is 94. But then, I think about it being 94, and I think about how I had a Megazord that was awesome.
Or Titanus.
Twice.
Or the Dragonzord.
And look at that tour that
I'm
came
thinking,
out.
I'm
and the
Dragonzord
and all these other toys that existed.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of that looks like a Red Ranger I had that had a button where you pushed it and it did like a judo jump kick thing.
There were dumb toys. I'm not oblivious
like
to the fact the head flip Rangers we had, I hated those. Everybody, like all my friends were like, oh shit, head flip Rangers. And I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Look at him. His body cavity's all big, and he moves all awkward, and he's like, he didn't match any of my other toys. I had a bunch of G.I. Joes and Spider-Man figures and shit, and like, if Spider-Man stood next to Flippy Head Man, it was like he must have ate, I don't know, Thanksgiving by himself, and literally finished all of Thanksgiving by himself. Like, they were way too damn big. Next. That Ranger's too big.
but
that's your problem?
Okay, there...
there are several other problems, but...
How about the sticker decals?
He fucking says, that's your problem? Look, I'm pretty sure I could have got like a Star Wars Micro Machines dude and put him on there, and it would have looked better and more size appropriate than what I'm looking at.
And probably heavier, too.
Bill is really worried about the size here.
Size does matter.
Yeah.
In this case, the smaller the better.
Oh, yeah? That is kind of a different argument, isn't it? I'd like him to be a lot smaller.
And you will never hear a single woman ever say that.
It's true. I just think that it's a stupid little figure. It's an all red figure.
I'm looking over at Michelle.
I mean, okay, Arzords did come with these little bitty red figures, but they were size accurate. They were very tiny. I remember I lost like three of them the first night because I dropped them on the carpet and they were gone.
Yeah. You didn't have that shitty shag carpet like I did.
I was just about to say, I had that old 1970s fur rug looking carpet. Because I was living
It looked like somebody took like 30 cats and skinned them and made a fucking carpet out of them.
Yeah, the 70s carpet.
You've seen it where it's like, it's really shaggy. Like, it's almost like Chewbacca laid down on the floor and died and you just kept walking on him until he flattened out. That was the carpet we had at my dad's house. It was even the same color. It was like nasty brown and tannish.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had about the same thing, only mine was like a tan and orange and red type of
shit-looking
color.
So I dropped one of those little bitty dudes, and I was like, where the fuck is he?
Yep.
Never found him. I think the vacuum found him.
Why did you step on Chewie?
That's
next. We're back. Okay, this guy. I want to start it, please.
Shit, hold on.
Oh my god. We have to rate 20 times.
Ready for this, Seth?
Oh, and we have to try to keep a running score.
We're just gonna say this is the best guy, because we're supposed to choose a dude that wins the best. So whatever happens, this dude gets the best right off the bat.
Okay,
for the start.
We'll go through the pain in the ass process.
And we'll
later
see if people defeat him.
No, they will.
They will.
What you got?
1.5.
Damn.
And that's generous.
Being generous, huh?
That's generous.
Being generous.
I'm being generous. I'm giving him a 2.
That is generous, actually, yes.
Well, look, there are things I like about
the fact
this.
That, okay, look, considering the fact that he doesn't just have, like, pinchy nipple claw hands.
Yeah, he's right.
He actually has real fucking
this
hands.
This is not the purple Nurple Zords that we've been dealing with. They're not like,
yeah.
Hey,
he
come get this
like,
fist bump, while the dude next to him is like, pinchy, pinchy.
Yeah. He actually looks like, because he looks like a normal dude, if he fell the fuck over, he could get the fuck back
it's
up.
It's true. He looks Megazord by himself.
Yes,
yeah.
And I've seen better looking Zords
but,
with hands.
But we've seen worse, too.
True.
Yeah. So
I'm not denying your 1.5. I'm just simply saying that there
I've
are things
worse,
I like
I've
about
seen better.
It. He's got 2 swords. He kind of has the armor thing. He stands alone. I
he
believe
has
he's
a beard. That's pretty cool.
I believe he's compatible. I'm probably at a 2 as well. I don't like him necessarily, but there are things I appreciate about the design.
He's derpy. It's a derpy look.
2.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to be the kind-hearted one. He gets a 2.5 from me because he could be infinitely worse, and we've probably seen some really bad robots in our days. And I mean some real doozies. That dude does have a beard. So he gets a 2.5.
So that means he gets a solid 2 because that negates Shane's 1.5.
Yep.
So
okay. Dude's got a
solid
2.
Solid 2.
Yeah,
by
solid the way,
2.
Paladin's here finally. Hi, guys. Back from hiatus. For at least this weekend.
They can't wave to you.
They can wave at me, damn it.
They can't see you.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, we are now on Super Stealth Beast God Kark! Kark!
What the fuck?
Kark.
Oh, look, 3 pictures.
Kark.
This will be easy.
Kark!
Yeah.
It's the helmet.
Yep.
Her sword is a flying helmet.
Yep.
Should have saved my 1.5.
Yeah, the crane sword, yeah.
So that's where the Headless Horseman's head went. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Looks like
yeah.
Flying Helmet has maybe some machine guns and some missiles.
I would say that, yeah.
Next.
Yep.
Another beautiful toy. We're definitely buying this toy.
I want like 10 of them.
You could probably fit 10 of them in your arms.
So that way I can throw them at random people so that way they too can have one.
You could buy them like little ninja stars.
It's like like they glued a Pez dispenser on a...
Glued a Pez dispenser on a what?
I like how you don't actually have an explanation,
yeah.
But you want one so bad for what you're seeing.
He's thinking of something to say.
I'm dumbfounded.
Next. Is that better? Flying helmet? It sees you.
It's like they took part of white base and glued a Pez dispenser on it.
It took him an hour, but he finally got it.
Yeah.
By the way, we're done.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That was the crane zord.
Like I said, there's a few of them that...
Holy shit with the 0.5. That is simply dumb. And she was the one I liked. I liked the white ninja. And she ended up getting...
It's getting a 0.5
helmet.
From me because of...
Flying helmet?
It's a helmet. It's so dumb.
1.
You are nice.
0.7.
I give it a 0.5, honestly. Because that's just shitty.
You were a very nice,
like,
very
that,
nice guy.
Damn,
that ranger. That ranger was cool. She got bitched hard.
I lost the prices right. 0.64.
Oh!
I do believe this to be one of the worst Zords we have seen so far.
0.64?
And I believe every single ounce of that truth statement that you just made. Holy crap.
What's the next one, Bill?
All right, we are going to do super stealth Beast God Wolverine.
Logan!
Hey, look! The blue wolf! I thought we said we weren't going to do the fucking Zords themselves and that we were just going to do the Mega Zords.
It's happening. Just let it happen. There's 20 folders here, and I have to go through them. This is how they were given to me. So, pain in the ass, here we come.
At least the Zords are only 3 and 4 pictures so far.
Yeah. So,
okay, so.
A drawing.
That's a drawing.
Yeah.
Next. Give me a better picture.
Next. Is that better?
Never mind, go back.
No, that's better, right? That makes you feel better?
No, go back.
No, I'm pretty sure this is better. This is what you wanted.
Hold on. Go forward. Next.
Next. Is that better?
Actually, yes.
It doesn't look like a fucking Lego.
Yeah, you know why? Because that's the exact toy I had for the exact Zord I had at my dad's house.
I was going to say, we're into the Ninja Robots now,
yes.
Right? This is from the Ninja or shit. That's the terrible blue wolf that bites the tail of the scorpion in CGI.
Except yes. A better version.
Except it's better.
Except it looks better than the CGI.
Yeah. Go back. Can you go back one picture?
I go forward a picture.
Forward.
Next.
Yeah, it's forward. I meant back.
No, I went forward. There you go. Next.
But I didn't say next.
Shane,
but I did.
Time for going backwards.
We got plenty of time.
That's in the past now.
It's in the past now.
Yeah, you can watch
obviously.
The YouTube.
Go back.
No, we can go
this
back.
This is the now.
It's
now.
Called go to the It's called go to the YouTube and rewind. You can go back.
That's true. Watch it on YouTube.
You just have to wait till Wednesday when Scotty uploads it.
You don't like this? He's got a. Does he have mail?
Yeah.
Is that what that means? He has mail?
He's got mail.
He's got to check his mail?
No, it looks like somebody's trying to sell him on eBay, and that's the picture that they put up for the toy.
No, that looks
no
an awful lot like he has mail.
On the leg?
I think he has
a
message.
Oh, the icon?
Yeah.
Yes, the icon, he has mail, yes.
You have mail.
Somebody probably told him that he sucks.
No, his movie version sucks.
Still waiting to receive that message. Next.
Hey, look, we're done.
There. Is that better?
Two.
We're back to the first?
Two.
You gave this guy a 2? This guy gets a 1. This guy sucks. Fucking fat Fenrir.
He gets a 1.5 from me because he still needs to check his damn text message.
1.
2.
Damn it, my finger stopped working because my brain did. 1.5.
Hey!
That puts us
Nick,
on super stealth
right.
Beast God
Kumard.
Yeah, I think
Kumard.
You're right. Okay, so far super stealth
probably,
Beast
yes.
God Sarutter has is the best.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It's
hey,
time
look,
to boogie
toy.
With the bear.
What the fuck is that thing hanging off the front of it?
That's so you can grab a hold of it and lead it by the neck.
It doesn't go past its jaw.
That's what you do with bears. You just grab them by the face.
Actually.
And you direct them where to go.
Actually.
No. What you do when you direct a bear is you mount it so that way you can ride it into battle utilizing bear cavalry, you jackass.
No mounting whatsoever.
Go where you want to go.
First of all, mounting a bear is a very terrible idea.
Well,
because...
No. Mounting a bear is
Bearfucker, do you need assistance? Yay, super troopers.
So, here's the thing. Mounting a bear is infinitely better than the bear mounting you.
This is kind of true.
Look, is this bear?
And this is just a toy. But actually,
whoa!
What the fuck happened to that?
That is an amazing picture.
Okay, fuck that picture.
Yeah.
Next,
compression like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I still don't understand what the hell that thing is.
It's a breathing apparatus that doesn't go in its mouth.
It is actually a legitimate question.
The Megazord, when it comes together, I'm sure it has some purpose. But as for right now. That's a legitimate question. What is hanging off the mouth of the bear?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Next.
It's not that one. That or it's broken off.
I think it is broken off.
I'm
curious.
You can remove it. Again, I have the toy. You can pull it off to actually put it in the mouth. So when you make the Megazord, it looks like the fucking Megazord.
Yeah.
Breathing apparatus.
Believe me,
next.
That part was stupid because I never actually...
Hey, look, his butt.
His butt has a face.
That's a hand in his butt.
Yeah.
Isn't that the hand? Like one of the hands?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's one of the hands. That bear has a hand in its butt.
Wait, but that kind of makes no sense. Wasn't the bear like the chest piece?
I never said it made sense, but that is one of the
this
hands.
Is Sentai.
That's the blue hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the blue hand for the wolf.
In its ass.
Which is stupid.
In the bear's
for why
butt.
It's in the bear's ass.
Shit that should
apparently
not be.
Apparently the wolf
be.
Put its hand in the
and
bear's
now
ass.
For shit oh. that should not be. Here's a hand in a bear's butt.
Just go with it.
And this was for children.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Wouldn't you like to know more about the anatomy of a bear? Well, don't worry, because now we have the Hand Up Its Assicus. Available now in stores. Only $29.99.
Warning, please do not ever put your hand up a bear's ass.
There goes our monetization
from Bandai.
Like we were ever going to get fucking YouTube monetization with my foul mouth. Pervy Zordon, fucking concession bot,
concession bot.
Whistle stick cunt.
Yeah, we could never get monetized. It's never going to
happen.
That
was everybody's fucking freak out on about YouTube's new rules.
Yeah.
Was they took away monetization because they're now enforcing a policy that's been in effect since fucking day one of YouTube. Woo.
Basically, if you're making innuendos or cussing or putting on a not so family friendly show, unlike our show, you know.
I mean, we're really family friendly.
Yeah. You can't monetize the videos.
You also can't monetize videos if you're talking about news events.
There's a chance, just a chance, that with the way our show works, we may never be monetized.
No.
Well, we may never be monetized off YouTube. However, if we were to get up off our asses and make a Patreon account so the fans can donate to us, which we're not going to take your guys' money, or at least not that I want to. I'm not going to steal your guys' money.
I've debated it once or twice to put money into, like, extra microphones and get everything set up. Like,
it would sure be nice to have a microphone right now.
I told you, go to Guitar Center, spend $30, get a new cord.
Well, you see, here's the... Here's the thing I've thought about. Here's what I've considered.
No,
I've considered 60. Multiple times buying... Oh. I've considered multiple times buying, or like, the best way to do it would be to have everybody has the same mic, the same cord, to all create, like, the right sound. And so far, the show sounds pretty good, so I'm not too worried about it.
Other than Shane's ability to hold a microphone.
And me having to shout.
Yeah.
But there's little things like that that could be fixed. But as it stands right now, I don't know what we're doing about that, honestly. Next.
Oh,
are we done with this guy?
Good,
look, we're done with this bear. I'm going to give this thing a...
I know what I'm giving it. Go ahead.
It gets a 2 because it's got a hand up its ass.
1.5.
That's the only reason.
Because hand in ass is a positive thing.
It's because it's funny. At least this one didn't make me want to cry.
So would you rather... Here's a question for you, Shane. Just because we're doing questions and whatnot. Would you rather have the flying helmet...
Or the bear with the hand up its ass?
Or the weird long blue wolf? Or the bear with a hand in its ass?
The wolf.
So right now you want weird, strange wiener dog wolf.
Yes, because a hand up a bear's ass isn't strange. It's kind of queer.
So it's a common sight for hands and bear's asses.
Okay, no, technically he kind of has a slight point because in the gay community, a bear is a big fat fuck like me. Now,
okay, let's not get into that. Let's not get, but yes, you are, that sadly
so, I mean,
made a lot of sense.
He kind of slightly has it, but usually it's my hand in Shane's ass, not the other way around.
This is getting really messed up.
No monetization ever!
We're only on Zord 5, and we're already on hands and asses. There's no telling where we're going.
Shane, what was your score?
A 1.
Yeah, I'm a 1 also. I don't care for this guy.
Actually, can I change my score to Pervy Zordon?
What did this get? Because so
one.
Far... So far...
You, okay, hold on. You're giving it a 1?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And Zord the one
divide
is still
by
the guy
thing,
winning.
1.3.
Okay, so we're on Zord 5. This is Super Stealth Beast God Gomer. Which is the frog.
Ah, there's the frog. Okay.
Now we got a stupid frog.
Which doesn't look that stupid.
It looks okay. It's frog robot. Next.
That's jumping
frog.
Super fast jumpy frog robot.
If you're feeling froggy, jump.
Next.
That's a sitting frog bot.
Kind of looks like a frog to me. Next. Oh, look, a frog.
Frog.
Next.
That's everything.
Frog.
Okay. So,
2.5.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks exactly like a frog.
It looks kind of
basic. It looks
basic.
Better than the wolf and better than the bear. And like I said, sometimes simplicity works. So it's a frog.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, you kind of have a point, too.
I don't see how battle-ready the frog is
the
going
frog is
to be.
The frog is not battle-ready.
From what I was seeing, but maybe I'm a 2. I don't care. Yeah, a 2.
I almost dropped the mic. That would have been bad. I'm going to go with a 2.5 because it's kind of basic, but it at least looks like a frog, not weird with a hand up its ass or anything. Yes, that's going to be a reoccurring thing.
2.5. So what does the froggy get?
2.3.
It's the highest one so far.
Yeah, so far it's the highest.
Okay, we are at number 6, Kakur Daishogun, which is the Megazord version of these guys. That's all these animals put together.
There's that metal piece in its mouth.
Yeah, the metal piece goes in its mouth now.
And the shoulder has male, and the other shoulder has an S.
Yep.
And the frog is its dick.
You know, I do have to make a quick visualize assumption on this. Is that thing in the bear's mouth supposed to be like a ninja scroll?
Yeah.
Yes.
That would make a lot of sense, actually, yes. That would make a lot of sense.
We have solved the mystery.
Now, we've mentioned this before. I'm just going to go ahead and mention it again. From this point forward, we are going to dick Adam as hard as we can in our series. And to start out the dicking, he gets to be the dick.
Yep.
Poor Adam. He was such an awesome character, too. And they were just
He's
like...
been the dick twice.
Technically,
he started as the lion. He protected the dick. Now he is the dick.
Because he was the whole chess piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the whole chess piece when he was the lion. But to be fair, he was the mastodon for a short
Next,
time.
We're going to move on and get him a nice minivan.
Yes, because... Yeah, he gets screwed. Tommy gets his awesome sports car, and Adam's driving a fucking family of kids to fucking soccer
Yeah,
practice.
There's like Hummers and sports cars and turbo fucking shit, and then, like, he has a minivan.
Don't worry, guys. I'll get there eventually. Everybody else is driving, like, half the speed of light. He's like, I'll be there eventually.
He's like, I got
school
kids.
School zones are a bitch.
I gotta go to soccer!
Bitch.
You can only drive 20 and a 40 in a school zone.
That actually really cool.
Look, that CGI is better than what they did in the movie.
Yep.
And by movie standards, it's worse. Because it's taken, like, right out of a cartoon.
Right, but that looks awesome.
But it looks better.
It kind of looks better than the series, so...
You know...
It seems about the same.
Yeah, it seems about the same.
Next.
It might just be because the bear's ear was in
the
way.
Okay, so this is the toy.
Next to the series thing.
Okay, let's take a look.
Is that what we're looking at? Is this the series on this side?
So I have a question.
I'm pretty sure the toy is on the right.
Or are these two different toys?
I'm thinking two different toys.
Because I'm thinking this could be two different toys.
It looks like the series on the left and the toy on the right.
Let's just break this down real quick.
Hmm.
As you can see... The bear is the chest. Then the first Zord, the samurai bearded man, he's got the arm plus.
Samurai bearded man? No, that's the ape.
Yeah.
The ape is the arm.
The ape breaks into different pieces.
And the frog is the legs and dick. And then she's the fucking helmet. The wolf, he's not a fist.
Now that I'm
like
thinking about it, we're... You know, I didn't have this toy. I didn't have this toy. I know the body cavity is completely composed of the bear.
But because of this picture,
Then there's the wolf, which is like the entire wolf as an arm.
Yeah. Is
then there's the frog and the legs. Did the was the monkey able to fold up into just that arm?
Yes.
How big was that monkey? That monkey couldn't have been that big.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was actually that big of a monkey.
So he was a little monkey.
It was a big monkey.
He was a tiny monkey.
It was a little monkey.
It was a little monkey.
So it wasn't like a big monkey.
There was no big monkey there.
So, I mean, as long as he stays concealed, like he's pretty well hidden.
Yes. You will not find this little monkey.
So
even
if I went looking for the little monkey, I would need assistance to find it.
Possibly a magnifying glass, correct.
Okay.
Quit talking about my dick.
But that looks.
Somebody needed to make the reference so people could understand why we're giggling.
Here's the thing.
Hold on, no, real quick. Joe Cartoon, spank your monkey. There you go.
Yeah,
after
go
this.
That. Go watch that.
The wolf is what I want to talk about. As you can see, the monkey is the right arm, and he has a fist, so he can punch and shit. But the wolf is a vacuum cleaner.
Yes. And that part of the wolf goes in the bear's ass.
The face of the wolf
goes
into the bear's ass.
Yeah.
So there is no hand. It's a face in the ass.
That's its face cover.
Wasn't I saying it was a face?
A face in the ass.
That's a face cover. Yes, it is a helmet. That is a helmet in the bear's ass.
Ew.
A helmet hand. In the bear's ass.
Hold on.
Mic drop.
Next.
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Next.
No matter how epic you make it look, it's a vacuum cleaner.
Next.
And we're back.
Okay. We're done with this
mixed
guy.
Mixed feelings.
Three. I think is a basic, pretty decent little Megazord. I mean, he works the theme. He's ninjas. They're animals. I'm not complaining. He looks battle-oriented. I would have liked to have seen some weapons.
How? Only one hand can hold weapons. The other one's a fucking vacuum cleaner.
Well, you know, maybe...
Actually, all he can do is suck!
So he can clean... He can...
And blow! Suck and blow!
Well, so he cleans whatever he destroys.
This bitch gets a one.
Damn.
It sucks and blows.
I'm
gonna give this one a 3.5. Because bearded monkey was a part of it, and a bear with a hand in its ass.
The beard is the only, and the frog are the only reason it gets a one out of from me.
What do you got, Scotty?
Three.
I'm at a three as well.
So what is this?
2.7.
2.7.
Well, I don't know how
Be
to answer
careful
that.
What you yeah. say.
I don't know how to answer that without really screwing myself up here.
I'm glad you stopped there.
So anyways, number seven is Sacred Ninja Beast Tsubasa Maru.
That's actually a really cool name.
Oh, Falcon.
Okay, awesome. The Falcon what? This is going to be easy. It's a Falcon. It's awesome.
Glowing red.
Yeah, this thing was amazing. It was alive in their series. It would actually, they didn't have control of it. It would like come down from the sky, and it was like a living entity.
Those guys look like they're in trouble.
Nah, not today.
Nah, I'm not feeling
it. Next.
I'll give it a half an hour.
Oh, that's too far away. Next.
That's an awesome looking
toy. The toy is actually really cool. And by the way, I think that's is that the legacy one?
I'm not sure if that's the legacy.
I don't
legacy,
think that's the legacy
it,
one, but the legacy one just came out, and it's sweet, dude.
Yeah, I was
the
about
Falcon
to say,
Zord
that looks
was always
closer
sweet.
To the one that I had.
Yeah, I think this is the original toy.
Man.
Yeah.
Next.
That's the toy. That's just the cheap toy.
It also worked as the cannons for the Ninja Shogun Zord.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's
which I don't know what the name of that is yet, but we'll get to it here soon.
It's coming.
This thing was awesome by itself because it literally had weapons. The tip of its wings were missiles.
Yeah, we saw that happen in the movie. So
it this thing could fight on
Shane
its own.
Didn't.
The one good thing about the movie, the Falcon.
Next.
Yeah.
I think we're back. Nope.
No, we're not.
It looked like we were.
Next.
Some details.
This thing is awesome.
I liked this thing a lot.
Quick, Shane, what does it say on the right-hand side? I can't read it.
It says this thing is fucking sweet.
Okay, next. Thank you.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
That's how you do it.
See? Ninja. That is better than the crappy little plastic and red thing.
That was awesome. That is why I selected that one.
Next.
That's CG.
That is less awesome, actually.
Next.
There we go. That's cool.
The thing looks really neat. Next. Oh, Legacy on this side.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. You could tell the difference, the plastic and then the metal.
Yep.
Yep.
Because all the Legacy Zords are made with die-cast metal.
Right.
Next.
Yeah.
Next.
And then we're back.
And then we're done. We're done with this guy. I'm like at a 4. I really liked the Falcon. I thought he was awesome.
4 for me.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll give it a 4, too, because that thing was probably the best thing out of the entire series.
All right, Scott.
4.5.
You would.
Damn.
Just to make me fucking do math. 4.1.
Okay, so far, number 7 is winning. Number 8, Super Kakur. I actually don't know how to say this first word, but I know he's Dai Shogun. Yeah, it's... I wish some...
Kakur?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely not Kakur.
This is the Megazord with the Falcons.
It's definitely not that.
So this is basically the same thing we saw with the Falcon wings.
With the Falcon's claws up the bear's asshole now.
Yes!
Because that's literally how you had to lock it into place with the toy.
True. Oh.
That bear has so many hands up its ass.
They got some really sick fucking shit going on in their shit. They like fangs and hands and feet and heads and up asses. It's weird.
Hey, guys, come here. I need some help trying to check this bear's prostate. Yeah, I'll lend a hand to that. All I'll say, just let me stick my head up there and see if I just take a look.
Let me tell you something. If I was the Yellow Ranger... I'm telling you, stay away from the bear. Stop sticking their hands up the bear's ass.
Next.
It's basically...
Whoa!
It looks fat.
That toy looks bad.
It's
super fat toy.
Next.
But that's what I grewed it up with, so fuck you.
Alright.
Next.
It doesn't matter if you add the Falcon on. It's lame as fuck.
Next.
Except for that.
Some cool artwork.
Yeah.
Next.
That's pretty
legit
artwork, yes.
Next.
We're back.
Hey, look, we're back.
Hey, that was quick.
I like it more when you put the Falcon on the White Tiger Zord myself.
1.5.
Looks awesome.
1.5.
1.5. He just assed all over this thing. The last one I believe I gave a 3, but I actually think putting the Falcon on it makes it worse. I'm dragging down to like a 2.5 because of the Falcon on the back. Something looks awkward about it, and it also seems to make the whole thing look fatter. And I also don't like that it takes its arm, like, I don't know. There's something about it I don't like. When the Falcon is not there, he seems like he would move better. And then the Falcon being on him, because it's a real-life toy and it's in 3D space and I can look at it instead of, you know, imagine it on CGI where they can... Or like in the show, when they put everything together, they could change the dimensions of the Zord to make it look a lot cooler. And the toys, this is what it would actually look like if it actually formed into what it is. It would be all fat because of how you would have to make everything fit together so that it could fit together.
1.5.
I'm gonna give it a 2, because I really do agree with you, Bill, on the way it looks very awkward. It just does. It.
What'd you give it, Seth?
I don't really know. It's just maybe adding wings onto it just makes it well. At least in the way the wings are set up. Like if they were maybe popped back,
I give it a 2.5.
A bit more like actual bird wings instead of here. We're just gonna slap this on the back of it.
Maybe if the wings would have detached from the Falcon and went up almost like the Gundam Wing Class Zero, the high class custom from Endless Waltz, the way the wings were attached to the top and then came down and looked more like wings, I would have been okay with that. But with the bird on his back, they're just like weird straight wings and they look awkward, like he's wearing a glider.
So what'd the bird get?
2.3.
We are on number 9. That's Giant Beast General Red Saruter.
And look, we're almost halfway done, and we're almost at an hour. Looks like I was correct in my...
Halfway there.
Oh,
This thing looks like shit.
Oh my god.
It can't even walk. Look at its feet.
Just because it has building feet.
The fuck's your purpose?
I've got to say, the Protectrons from the Fallout series would move faster than this piece of shit. And those things are slower than hell.
Giant piston legs on houses.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Next. Oh!
Pose.
You're not cool.
Next.
Oh!
What the fuck?
Whoa, hold up. That explains it. Look at the chest, look at the feet. It's one of those actual fucking old school castles.
It doesn't make it cool.
There's a reason it explains it.
All of them are.
Yeah.
All of them are like pagodas and castles and houses because they go together to form the giant Shogun Tower.
Yeah.
It's part of the theme. Yes, I get it. And yeah, it's cool that it's a building.
But it's not.
No, right. I didn't say it was cool. I'm just saying that explains why
its feet are so huge.
Yeah.
And he has tiny arms.
Next.
And the jewel in the center of the chest that could probably fire beams that blow your face off. And
most likely.
Yeah, screw
it. Screw zooming in. Fuck it, Scotty could do that on his own time.
And standalone guy. Tiny. It's super tiny here, but when we show it on YouTube, it's not.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The pictures are weird because once it goes to video, it'll be fixed. But like here, this is a tiny image and we got to zoom in on it and it looks kind of weird.
Yeah, because when you blow it up, the pixels get all ridiculous.
Next.
Yeah.
It's got an S shield.
Still.
It's got a giant shuriken.
It stands for socks.
Yes, it does. This thing doesn't matter what you give this thing. It's not cool.
Next.
But Shane.
What the fuck?
Shane, that was a buffalo star from Naruto. You love Naruto. Why can't you love its weapon?
The red figure here looks better.
I don't like
Naruto. Look at
Naruto.
That red figure, buddy. Hey,
see, look at that. This is like all I asked for. The last little fucking red figure, all you had to do was put some fucking black and gray stickers on it, and it would have looked better. The fuck?
Next.
The fuck?
It's just a little head, Shane.
It's a mask.
Yeah, Shane, it's just a little head. Don't freak out. Now come over here.
Oh, my.
Next. Because I'll freak out.
And we're back.
Okay, we're done with this guy.
Oh, shit.
God.
One.
Damn. No. 0.5.
Damn. I'm at about a 1.3.
So nice.
I'm at a 0.5.
Thank you.
Because that thing is just dumpy as hell.
Oh, God.
I'm just
and I mean,
it
like,
one.
For the love of God. His head is super itty-bitty compared to the rest of his body, except for his dinky-ass little arms. What the fuck's he going to do? Just gently swat the air at a fucking monster?
I want to apologize.
Well, I mean, technically a dropkick would do something, but...
You're much cooler than that thing.
What this
you think
thing
the
gets,
helmet was cooler than him?
.86.
The Pez dispenser?
Point
yeah.
86?
Yeah. .86.
So we are still on. Is a Sacred Ninja Beast Tsubasa Maru so far the best guy?
He's still the best.
Yes.
Then we
Falcon
are on Giant
winning.
Beast General White Kark.
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 Let's see this thing.
Kark.
Kark.
Come on. Be cool. Okay.
This is the White Ranger Zord that we got for our Alien Rangers. They started with these in our show. They came down and had each one of them already had their own. Like Megazord. He was a standalone Zord. And this was the one the white one got. And I remember I liked the White Ranger based on the fact that she was different because she seemed like the leader. She was all white ninja, and I liked her Zord.
I think she was the leader.
I thought her Zord was very neat.
Let's get a better picture.
Next. That is not neat.
No.
The toy does not make that look neat.
You were like, this thing was awesome.
You saw the last picture, okay?
It was like, I liked her a lot because she was like the leader.
Yeah, but see, this is exactly what I was getting at. What happens is that in the show, they could change the dimensions of the Zord to just make it look however they want it to look. And then they'll make another character and change his dimensions and say, yeah, all of them are in there. But when you combine these characters together... and form the actual Zord that it's meant to form, You can't change the dimensions.
What the fuck is the weapons?
Those are...
Pinchy?
Clothespins! Clothespins.
Yeah, sure, you guys can go with that. I know there's an actual name for the weapon. I can't think of it right now.
Pinchy nipple clothespins. Serious damage.
Clothespins.
They're the gators from Pitfall.
Next.
You mean the ones that Bill can't deal with?
Yeah, because see,
oh, look, there,
when the dimensions are changed, because that's not a toy, that's...
Yeah, that looks way better.
Right, because in the show, they don't have to worry about all these Zords going together. This is what the thing looks like. But in the toys, in order to make all the toys go together, the dimensions have to be right so that when they fit together, they make the final toy that you're looking for, which is the giant Shogun dude. Well, the show doesn't have to worry about details like that. They can make this dude look slimmer, and then you just won't think about it when the Zords go together. But if your toys were all slim, the Shogun would end up looking all skinny, and you wouldn't like that.
And the weapon looked like it was on the very bottom of this image. That weapon that we just kind of saw previously.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Pinch a nipple.
It's like a double-bladed... dagger.
Clothespin!
Double-bladed clothespin.
Sticking to
it's got a little kunai at
the Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, it does. That's cool.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh.
Man, the toys hurt this thing.
The toys hurt all of these.
The show made it look so much cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next.
Even worse.
Next.
Oh, God.
Next.
Next.
Looks like we're done.
Yeah, we're done. Damn, the toys hurt it. I really liked that thing, but the toys look awful.
All right, then let me go first, because I'm ignoring the toys. I'll give it a 3.
Putting case in point with the toys in, I'm giving it a 2.5. Otherwise, I'd probably have a solid 4, because that thing is pretty freaking sweet, but the toys just kind of bend it over and just take it to town.
2.
So.
2.5.
Must not nostalgia grade. 2.
What's we got?
2.4.
Yay!
Falcon's still winning. Number 11. We are now on Giant Beast General Blue Wolverine.
Thing for the sweatband.
Oh,
now look,
yeah.
this is gonna happen again. See him? See him on the show? He looks
cool.
Okay, Wolf Fang Fist friggin'
yeah,
Zord.
I don't mind.
That toy is not gonna look cool.
Okay.
Next. Oh, there he is.
Here,
he doesn't look
fist
awful.
Come on. Fist bump.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he has a wolf face. It's actually kinda cool, actually.
Next. Toy.
God damn it.
Yep.
It looks
and look how tiny their fucking heads are.
That's so that way then the head can go up
so
the ass to form the Megazord.
Because the head has to go, like, tuck
know,
in here and...
Ugh!
Yeah.
And seriously, look at those itty-bitty, scrawny, bitch-ass arms. Don't worry, regular Rangers. We alien Rangers are just going to swap the air at the fucking enemies. Maybe they'll go away.
See, that's why when it comes to transforming toys, I always like the transforming turtles that we got. Like, you could turn them from, like, the actual baby turtle into, like, the, like, full-grown Leonardo Donatello thing.
I remember those,
thing.
And they came with slime, and I put them on my dad's carpet, and he didn't think that was as cool as I did.
Yeah.
And then I think the weapon
yeah,
was on,
exactly.
This, on the bottom again, too.
But yeah, they at least got those dimensions to look good.
Dude's got, like, an epic spear thing. I like it.
Oh, yeah, the fuck.
It's a spear.
With a handle.
It's a spear with a hand guard.
Yeah, but because of the weight on the back. I think, doesn't that change it into
it
like
a
pole arm?
It is a pole arm.
I know what you're
it's
talking
a type
about.
Of pole arm,
because
yeah,
the
specific
like,
one.
Ground forces that used spears normally did not have the back weights because they had to be able to throw them and do that javelin thrust.
Yeah.
And so that back was not there, and then there was a different purpose for the spear that had the weight at the bottom, and I don't remember
what the
idea was.
Wait, he's trying out
it
for
it could
the Olympics.
Be, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Next. Next.
Oh, God, next.
Pretty cool toy, isn't it, Shane? Look, you were liking this guy a minute ago. Remember when I really liked that White Ranger and I said how I thought it was the coolest one, and the next picture was the toy, and I looked like a fool? Well, I thought you just got done telling me this guy was pretty cool.
I did.
How about now, Shane? How about now?
Well, since the toy absolutely does not match, not even close, to what it was shown on the show, it hurts it because it's so derpy. Look at the derp face on that. That wolf is sad. Look at its eyes. It wants to die.
Sad. Look at the eyes. They are sad looking.
He wants to die.
Please, giant monster, just destroy me already. I don't want to live here anymore.
Next.
And
see, look how cool he looks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said the same thing about the White Ranger. And once again, because of the toy, I'm hurt here. This thing, it's like a 1.8.
2.3.
Because it's still not as cool as the White Ranger one.
2.
Oh, God. The next one's the bear.
2.12.
That's the ending?
That's the score.
Time to boogie with the bear.
All right, so now we got Giant Beast General Yellow Kumard, giant bear.
Let's see what the bear looks like in its warrior form or whatever.
It's the bear necessities. It doesn't look as crappy as just the standard bear.
Wait till we get to the
Yeah, time. Because now it looked like the fucking monkey with the goddamn epic sideburns. Now that you've slimmed it up.
Now it's the Ooga Booga Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a good-looking toy. That's a good-looking toy.
Compared to the other ones.
It's again derpy.
But not as derpy.
Oh.
No, I would disagree.
Look, it's so good.
Next. Oh, wait. I'll let you get the tears out of your eyes from laughing.
Next. let's see what kind of weapons down this there. Guy got.
Claws.
Oh, it's one of those bear claw things that they throw and then...
Yep.
So it's like a kunai with chain, but instead of a kunai, it's got a bear claw.
Yeah, I've seen them in other Japanese movies and shit like that. I've seen those.
Is that a rock in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He also looks like he shoots some sort of beam thing.
Oh, chesticle beam?
Or either that or it's a self-destruct.
I wonder if all of them get like a chest beam thing. But if it was a self-destruct and I got stuck in toy mode, I might use it.
Yeah, it's kind of true. If you can't form the Megazord because the fucking the wolf decided to off himself, I suppose you could always self-destruct your Zord.
General Yellow Kumard is in critical danger. General Yellow Kumard uses self-destruct. Douge! It's not very effective.
Next.
Oh, damn steel types.
Better toy. Right there.
Actually, that toy's better proportioned than the other ones. Yeah.
I think somebody also took a picture with their fingers shining in the middle. Like the reflection.
That does look like a finger.
Looks like the middle finger, maybe.
Next.
Wait a second, guys. Our toys suck.
Next. Oh, yeah. Look at it.
Look at the face.
It's a sad bear face.
I think I'm seeing a trend with
seeing a pattern.
They all want to die.
It's because they're all so cool.
They want to die.
It's because they're as cool as the Dolph.
That control them don't want them to die.
No, they are not nearly as cool as the Dolph. No.
Let's not get onto the Dolph issue.
Why not?
But if the Dolph is so cool, then why has he never been a ranger other than he didn't want to fuck up his other fellow actors' careers?
I've got this one. The Dolph was never a ranger because the rangers or the Sentai shows are actually a biography of all the work that the Dolph did in his life.
There you go, Bill. More Dolph facts for helping.
It's true.
I help him.
The Dolph has actually single-handedly saved the world so many times that they had to make a 40-plus year series to admire him so.
And any time that the Dolph needs help, the only person that can help him is Liam Neeson's cock.
Oh, my.
We're going to pull in other shows to this.
I actually had a fact I did not list about that.
What?
I was going to say, for those of you enjoying HBO's Liam Neeson's cock, the myth is that somebody once mistook the Dolph's cock for Liam Neeson's. Next.
Cross
for those of you that are curious what I'm talking about, on Fridays I now post on Fandom Night group page on Facebook something called Facts of the Dolph, which is a... It's
Dolph
almost like,
Lundgren, like Chuck Norris facts.
Yeah, it's like the Chuck Norris facts, but for Dolph Lundgren.
Meanwhile, we're being creeped out by this helmet mask thing.
I creeped out? It looks like an off-guts man.
No, I think it's like one of those stupid Halloween masks with a little strap.
Yeah.
Well, if you look close right there,
yep.
There it is. Oh, hey, cool. It actually highlighted it.
Next.
Why is your laptop cooler than mine?
And we're back.
Yeah, we're done with this guy.
Because no offense, Nick, but Bill's isn't like 300 years old.
Mine's only 2.5 years old. Ish.
This guy is 1.5.
1.8.
Just dropping him down, huh?
I really am.
This one's a 2.
I agree with that.
Because it's not as derpy as the Wolf toys.
1.5.
1.76. So I have no idea who won the prices right there, but whatever.
Doesn't matter. 7 is still winning.
Yep.
13. Giant Beast General Black Gammer.
This is the frog guy, right?
Yes.
Was. Mime?
Ha. Huh.
What is it?
Can't tell because it's too blurry.
Next.
Oh, God.
My God!
He's got a crossbow in his arm. All right, that's kind of cool.
No, it's not. Look at his face.
The weapon is cool, the Zord is not.
This one actually broke the thing. He doesn't have sad eyes. Now he just has very quizzical, like, what am I doing here eyes.
It's starting to freak me out.
We should leave this image up more often.
He's way too into...
Oh, just wait till you get
what
the last one.
What he is...
Next.
Does that mean we need to do the creepy clown once we get to the mask?
If only I was afraid of clowns.
Next.
Oh, there's the...
Oh, it's a full-blown bow. Okay.
Taken.
Because the toy made it look like it was like an arm bow.
Bow and arrow.
Was
he passing gas?
He's kicking sand.
He held in a fart too long.
Next.
Next.
What the? That
does not help him.
That looks like a CG version of the toy, and that whole. Why the fuck would you make a CG version of the? Ugh!
Don't zoom in on it.
Now he just looks like he's got a literal robot head.
Are you doing the anime trope of eyes into eyes into eyes?
Beep boop. I just want someone to love me. Beep.
Next.
I'm sorry, but I cannot process that.
That is somebody's finger.
Next.
They're doing that on purpose. Oh my god.
Yeah, next.
Hey, look, we're done.
Guys, no, please don't leave me here with the rest of them.
1.1.
This gets a solid 1.
Let's keep the trend going, shall we? 1.3.
I give it a middle finger 1.
Miteki Shogun, I think, is going to be
I don't know, because I'm having troubles rating this guy. He doesn't have a sad face, but at the same time, he technically has no face at all. He just has, like, 2 eyeballs.
I just told you, he's a robot. Beep boop.
Yeah, exactly. But it's Fuck it, 1, moving along, divided by the thing with the deal, and 1.08. Fuck him. Moving on.
That's 14, Miteki Shogun. I think that's what it is.
We only had 20 of these, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We are nearing its end.
Because they started, yes! They started sucking, so we started moving.
The Shogun is crazy, dude.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Shogun Megazord.
And it's so damn big. It's another one of those tower zords, but it's
how
way
does
more
it,
mobile.
How do five derpies make awesome?
Actually, look.
How do five awesomes make derp?
Because of what it is.
Nah, you have
like,
a good question.
When you look, one zord is an arm. One entire zord is an arm. One entire zord is a leg. One entire zord is a leg. That's how these things were. They were towers,
but
and each one would fold up into like a single tower.
Both legs are red.
Yes, each one would fold up into like a single tower. And then they would all connect into each other, because the Shogun was like, it like put itself together like a bunch of, I'm trying to remember how to explain it. I remember each one of those zords that we just saw, they were towers. In fact, if you look like right here, you can see where their chest plate areas used to be. Well, you can't see because his arms are like this. But see? So they would tuck into each other and form like a little type of towers that would then sit on each other. Next.
Those are cannons.
That is the Falcon that actually bonds with him. But it doesn't turn into wings. They're like they're like arm cannons.
Yeah, I threw the wrong picture in here. So,
that's what would happen. His the two towers would come off here, and then the Falcon would dock on his back and become like guns, and then the arms would connect back in.
Actually pretty fucking
scary. And you can see the legs now. See, these used to be the feet of
it
a Megazord.
It doesn't matter. Delete this picture. Scott said this is for the wrong folder.
Yeah, I don't care. It's here, so we have. It's here, so we got to talk about it.
No, it'll be a separate folder. That's a problem.
It's supposed
it's
to be
in this
the
folder.
Next guy. Yeah, but it's supposed to be in the next guy.
I don't know what to tell you. We already talked about it, so you'll have to implant the picture. It's right here. We next it and seen it and talked about it.
It'd be aight.
Next.
Dude.
Its sword was amazing, by the way. It was a gigantic fishy tower thing, and it would set on fire, and the way he killed you with it would it would turn into like this flaming saber thing, and then he would cut it across you and you would die like through like sacred fire. He was basically like a giant walking tower thing.
Dude, he's awesome.
This guy gets nickname of Shogun Pagoda Sword or Zord, whatever, the epic flaming sword of justice.
You can use him in the Power Rangers fighting game.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's huge. Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, we haven't played that in years.
Uh-huh. Next. Check him out. See?
See, the toy looks fucking cool.
There's the toys. The first guy we seen was the red dude, and we made fun of him.
Are those the actual heights of those?
I don't, oh man. No, I doubt it, because two of them have to be legs, two of them have to be arms. That's just the way they decided to do that. But you can see where they go together right here. Right here, you see? Because that's that stupid flying helmet thing. And then each one of them turned into a tower. And they plug into each other, and they become this giant, crazy fucking thing.
Yep.
So the Zords on their own are awful. But this dude is really fucking sweet.
Like, hardcore fucking awesome.
Next.
Oh, hey, there's that flaming sword of death attack.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks that, like, this that's supposed to be the toy and somebody, like, photoshopped in, like, a fire effect?
It doesn't matter. It's fucking sweet.
In the show, for some reason, every time he does his finishing move, he, like, is on this screen.
Really?
It's like an effect happens in the back where, like, some fire happens and the sword goes on fire and then it just shows him, like, moving down in between these two buildings.
Well, technically this is 94 and considering the CG of the time.
Yeah,
I guess.
Next,
yeah.
There's the toy. And this is what I mean by proportions. Each one of those guys had to be stupid and big so that when you made him, he would be stupid and big.
No, epic and
but
big.
He's supposed to be stupid big, so it works for him, but it hurts them, because in the show, they all seemed slim. But you can't make the toys slim, because he would be slim.
Which would make the toy look like shit.
Which would make your final toy look dumb. So you need the big toy to work, so all the other toys had to look dumb.
I have one problem with this. That shield just does not fit in at all.
It's true, that shield does kind of suck.
Looks kind of small for it.
Well, in its defense, it is a shuriken, so I mean, I suppose you could toss it.
It's the shitty shield. Next. See, there he is. Looking awesome. Looking friggin' huge. See, because there.
Oh, hey, there's the koi symbol, too.
The arms are. The arms tucked in and the legs pulled up. And then the shoulders popped up over the head piece. You see? So that's the white Zord completely right there. And that's the blue Zord completely right there. But his shoulder blades go up and cover his head.
This is freaking cool.
Toys look awful, Shane.
Except until they get turned into the big giant toy, and then they're fucking sweet.
So if you buy this Legacy Zord, just make this and never take it apart.
Super glue that bitch together.
How much that's going to cost?
Well, since the Thunder Megazord costs $200, and this thing, scared to death of what this guy
This
costs.
Thing is even larger, so you're...
And he's going to be heavy as shit.
With all that metal? Yeah.
All that metal?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do not place this guy on a very high shelf that is not stable,
or
you may kill
table.
Thyself or tiny children.
Do not place on high shelf. Do not place on glass table. Do not place next to window. Do not place next to expensive other shit.
People's artwork is awesome for this dude.
Awesome.
So, I'm gonna fuck shit up.
Next. There he is.
In the sunset.
Next.
He just looks so
freaking
cool.
Next. Hey, down there.
Hey, you. You down there looking up at me. You better get out of the way. I'm going to step on your ass.
I'm about to take a step.
I need to leak. Everyone move.
It is hard for me to see. I am taller than a skyscraper.
Next.
That dude just all sitting there. He's like, he's got a smug face. Look at him. He's just like, bitch, yeah, I know I'm cool.
I'm sorry, but with the blue face, I kind of feel like he needs to be screaming spoon.
Pez dispenser actually looks like something now, since it is a flying helmet. Makes a pretty good helmet.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that. It actually looks cool now. Yeah.
Next.
Oh, done.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
All right. I'm going to give this a 4.5. This dude was epic as shit.
I fucking think this guy's awesome.
And the toy was good.
I'm going to give it a 4.3.
I think I'm about a 4.3, and the reason is because I'm going to give a higher score to when he gets the shoulder cannons.
4.5.
So I'm the hater. I just gave him a straight 4. He got a 4.32.
So that guy's winning now.
Yeah, he's officially winning.
The Shogun Zord is winning at the moment. Now 15 is the Super Muteki Shogun. And this is the one that has the
cannon,
epic,
yeah,
you know, Falcon cannons on it. Holy crap, that's awesome.
This is the one Scott was worried about. This is the one that Scott was worried because he showed up in the wrong folder,
yeah,
and now he's going to have to double back. Next.
I go,
dead.
Hey, guess what?
Yep.
Hey, guess what? What? I go fuck your shit up.
See, those don't even look like missiles at that point. It just looks like particle cannons about ready to blast your face off.
Yeah. They come from his armpits.
You know, I wonder if in America they did shoot missiles. But I do remember them plugging into him, and I do remember them shooting like lasers, so... Maybe they do both?
I'm sorry, but from the way that picture looks, it looks like it's taken from, like, a movie, like, from the 70s, where he kicks down the door and, holds up a gun, like, which one of y'all motherfuckers is fucking shit up in here?
Next.
Oh,
and it looks even cooler on the back because of how the Falcon's set up. It looks more like a cloak now.
Yep.
He's right. It does look cooler on the back now, like he's wearing, yeah.
Yep.
You get a back shot, a side shot, and I guess it's coming together on the top up there.
Yep. Break apart, eagle,
Because the arms come off.
Next.
Dead.
Lens flare of doom.
Next. Oh, they had to
make it. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They
look awful.
Yeah, but look at the
Falcon.
Yeah,
but the Falcon.
The Falcon is all gold with more gold.
It's the Falcon turned that off-white color that fucking Super Nintendos do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were made from the same derpy plastic.
This entire toy is derpy.
Or someone smoked a lot around the Falcon.
Quickly, take some bleach water to that motherfucker.
The Falcon was their smoking buddy. He, like, sat by the ashtray.
Well, it's a Falcon, not a Phoenix, so...
Next.
Oh. Ah,
scruple on that. Next. Okay, yeah we're done with this guy. And that's my 4.5.
4.8.
4.4. 4.5.
And I'm at a 4.5. So this guy just kicked more ass.
So he's our best.
4.54.
He's our best so far.
Yep.
So we are on 16, Beast General Fighter Battle Sorater.
Than the last one.
Looks more normal. Like humanoid normal.
Bill, the more you zoom in, the more translated it gets. It does not help it.
And I'm not going to zoom in on it, so.
Hey, look, another derpy.
That one's just bad. That's a terrible toy.
Next!
That makes it worse.
Why did they have the Red Ranger guy so crappy in the... And, like, way too big.
Because it's a giant version of Proto Man.
Next.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
we're done with that guy. He gets a 2.
He gets a 1.7.
That probably would have made more sense, but whatever.
1.
1.5.
He got a 1.44 for the suck.
Suck.
We're going.
All right. Next one is Beast General Fighter Battle Kark. That's how we're supposed to say it, right?
These guys suck.
See, no.
There's that helmet.
Cobra.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's the first thing that popped in my head the second I saw the way this
one
changed.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Yeah. As soon as you said it, I was like, oh god, he's right.
That's going to affect my
score.
Hey,
are you guys glad I was able to finally show up for a filming day?
Yeah, a little bit.
Next. Hey, look, a white one.
The toy just became very terrible because now it's looking like it's got a Klan hood.
Oh, my God, it does.
Oh, no.
Man, I'm on fire with this one.
Oh, God. That's also going to affect my score.
That's two affectings of scores that I just came across, Shane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One was positive. The other one was a severe negative. I'm pretty sure you can put two and two together to figure out which one's the negative. If you can't, it's this one.
Oh, no.
Next.
What the f...
So much
white. White on white on white on gray on gold on
it's
white. What the fuck?
Sheamus.
Yeah, it's Sheamus. That motherfucker just went neon. What the hell happened?
Next.
It burns the
eye. Oh, it's done. Okay.
We're done with that guy.
Jesus.
Or gal
point
guy.
0.5. Holy hell.
This gets a 0.3, and that's only because of Cobra.
That's why I got the 0.5.
Yeah, I'm 0.5.
Shane is just... staring in absolute confusion and disgust, and it's fucking beautiful.
It is Cobra, and that's awesome.
But it's also the Klan,
but he's
and they
also
are not
racist,
cool.
So it's not.
And then the last one was a wrestling reference, and you don't like wrestling.
Oh shit, you're right.
So
0.5. Cobra is the only cool thing.
I hate to say it, but 0.1.
The Beast
Damn.
General Fighters suck.
Well, we're not done yet.
You want to know how bad they suck?
0.38.
It's the worst one.
It is the worst.
Well, we're on 18, which is Beast, General, Fighter, Battle, Wolverine.
There's only two pictures.
Oh, and there's only two pictures. Good. This should be simple.
Okay.
Not bad. Okay, so he looks like a fighting wolf guy.
Yeah, wolf.
Like the other one. Okay.
He literally looks like he's probably from Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z, one of those wolf people.
That's true, yeah. Okay.
That toy actually doesn't look nearly as bad as the other one.
No, it looks better.
It's the thing on the toy that's...
Yeah, it's the little figurine on the toy.
The tumor on its shoulder makes it look retarded.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Other than that, though, this is easily better than the white one. And I think the red one. I'm already ready to score this bitch because it's only had two pictures.
Yeah, it is done. And I'm at like a 2.3. This guy doesn't seem that bad to
2.1
me.
For myself. It's the best one so far.
I'll agree with the 2.3.
Three.
19.
2.5.
And just understand.
Waiting for Seth.
2.44.
And understand it had the least amount of pictures.
Okay. We are on 19. Beast, General, Fighter, Battle, Kumard.
Whoa.
I used that. I have.
God damn it. Use the wrong program.
Yeah, we use this program. Sorry. Here we go.
The bear has tits. Yay. Big, manly, pecky tits.
The bear also seems to be foreshadowing the next series because it looks like it's got a pharaoh helmet.
Next.
Ugh.
Next the shit.
The face looks like it's melting off.
I mean, quality control is one of those things that some companies do pride themselves on.
Yeah, some
whoever
do.
Made this one, on the other hand,
I did not.
I'm melting.
The fuck it says next this shit. So next. Oh yeah.
It has a limp.
Look at you popping off all that good shit a second ago.
It's limp.
One. I'm gonna give this a 0.15.
Can't get it up.
0.15 on this stupid piece of shit.
Bill,
look at its face. Its face tells you it all. Guys, I need help. I can't get it up.
Guys, I need help.
Is this how we fight? This is how we fight, right? This is how we fight?
Here, let me help this sad Zord. I'll give it some advice. You go down to the drugstore, you ask for this thing called Viagra, and you use it to go fuck yourself.
0.5. I have no love.
0.5.
Point five.
These fucking beast fighters.
No, the blue
point
one.
One.
The blue one was cool.
Okay.
0.35 for the stupid sad bear.
This one has less pictures as well. The same amount of pictures as the blue one. Let's see if it can beat it.
Beast, General, Fighter, Battle, Gammer.
I don't have high hopes.
I'm probably
for
saying
the
and no, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
Oh.
The face looks like
uh-oh.
They live.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god!
Put on the fucking glasses!
Oh, Bob! Alright, no, because of that.
Because of that.
No, take off the glasses. Take off the glasses.
This gets a 2.5 because they live, damn it.
Is this pretty cool, Shane?
1.5. Who else?
Is this pretty cool?
0.8. 4, yeah, okay. Bill, Scotty, Bill.
Oh, yeah, I have to grade this guy. I'm trying to decide if yellow is worse.
Yellow's worse. Yellow had milky face. This one already had milk face.
Then this is
at least this
7.
Guy can get it up.
0.7, I guess, yeah.
The blue one was the best out of all of them.
1.12.
Okay, let's do the finishing show photos.
Ooh.
This is kind of neat.
The blueprint-y thing.
I'm kind of liking this blueprint thing.
Egyptian foreshadowing stuff.
Hey, it's...
Bottom left corner.
Everything all set
motorcycle,
up and cool.
Motorcycle, motorcycle, motorcycle,
van.
Minivan.
Hey, look, Adam, epic foreshadowing.
It depicted your fall from grace.
You know, and if you think about it, the Rangers did inherit those Shogun Zords, and Adam got the creepy face one.
Yeah.
They also got those shark motorcycles, too.
You get the frog, and you're the dick. You're the okay, you were the Mastodon. That's cool. You went to the Mastodon to the lion.
No, he was never the Mastodon.
For a short time, I thought he was.
No,
because
no.
When the power's transferred.
Nope. Mastodon, Lion Thunderzord power was still Zach.
He's dead.
Yep.
He
started as the lion as a cock
guard. But he did say Mastodon, so we're going to go ahead and say Mastodon.
But the lion was cool.
Yes, he got
despite my making fun of it, the lion was
cool. The lion is
cool.
Awesome. Then he became Dick Frog.
The cousin of Dick Duck.
Then he got Pedobot. That's Pedobot.
You know what? Hey, Seth.
That's
the new nickname for the Gammer Battlebot thing. It's Pedobot.
Oh, yeah.
It's Pedobot. Yeah. Then he gets Minivan. So it's almost along the lines where when
they wanted him to quit.
When he came into the show, it's like, hey, man, so this is what we're going to do. You're going to get the Dick Frog.
He must have made a terrible first impression.
Did I do something wrong?
No, honestly, we just want you to leave in hopes that Zach comes back.
Yeah, Zach didn't get fucked on like this.
It's true.
Ma'am.
I liked Adam, but damn, did they shit all over that dude. And they made him like a Jackie Chan fighter. Like, they constantly had him, like, throwing things and jumping over fences and dumb shit. And that's irritating, too, because Adam actually, the actual guy, not, you know, Adam, but...
The actor.
He's actually a pretty decent martial artist. And then, of course, he went on to do a bunch of voice work and stuff like that, which he's done a pretty good career for himself. But every time he came back, he was nice to see come back. Next.
Oh, look.
The head floating is kind of out of place. I know it's supposed to be a really...
The floating head is out of place, yet we spent 2 seasons with Zordon.
It's supposed to be a crane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a piss-poor-looking crane, but...
It's pixelated.
Picture, I mean, it's so badly pixelated.
That's a huge,
because we're zoomed
it looks like a
in.
Huge fucking frog.
It's just not good.
We're super zoomed in, so it's not going to look...
Look at the frog. Damn, next. That thing is huge.
Next.
See, that looks
the
better.
Frog is really big, though. He's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not
I
just like a forced perspective.
The
frog seems rather large.
He's the legs and cock. And I understand that.
So that
I
means
guess
he's
it's
extra
nice
wide?
To have a big dick. I don't know.
There you go.
He's wide.
He's just really large compared to a bear and a wolf. Have you? Do people know what a frog looks like? It's smaller than a wolf and bear. Ugh. It's disgusting.
It's the three forms of the yellows.
Yeah, it's all three yellows.
And none of them are cool.
Yeah, none of them are cool.
You managed to suck on multiple levels.
The bear isn't necessarily uncool, it's just kind of boring.
And it has a hand up.
No, on this one it doesn't.
Next.
And there's the wolf, dude.
There's the blue.
He's decent, at least.
Do you have this for every single one of them?
No.
Okay.
I didn't find all three of them for all of them. That's why I put it on the after.
I understand. Yeah. I get you, yeah.
He wasn't bad. He was one of the better ones.
It was
ones.
The figures.
Next. The figures hurt these guys.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. The Shoguns, the building the Shogun was awful. When the Shogun was done, that was a cool toy.
Yep. Next.
Next.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey.
That's kind of neat, actually.
That is kind of neat. It's all three of the red guys together.
Yeah.
So much level of suck.
And look at the height level, too.
Yeah, holy shit. Yeah, is. It's like the standard monkey guy is like super short compared to the other two. He's like, hey, guys.
No,
because
the
like
standard monkey guy, the standard monkey guy is the one in the middle.
Is next.
He? Yes.
Oh. Who's the dude on the left then?
Heidi.
That was that fucking third guy that we looked at.
Would you hide your sad puppy dog face?
Yes, I would. Well, because I want to die.
Next.
Okay.
Spirit Squad, assemble.
Let's find the leader. Can anybody guess
it? I figured you'd get a kick
it's
out of
the,
that.
It's the Sentai Force, thank you. They're competing against the Ginyu Force for most choreographic unit in space.
Once again, Adam gets fucked on. Look, I need to stand on my shoulder. What happened to me? And then,
would you rather be doing jazz hands in front?
No, I would actually rather be standing on top of everybody, going like, "That's right, bitch, leader."
But you're not.
But
the leader.
You're not the leader.
You don't.
That's the Red Ranger who gets to sit in his chair, and everybody's got to force hold his ass up.
Yeah.
While he bitches and slits at his wrist with a razor blade. I'm the leader. Damn it! You guys can listen to me. I'm gonna kill myself.
Jesus, that turned dark super fast.
That's because like, that series
sucks. I'm the
leader,
motherfuckers. Fuck yeah, and oh my god, cut myself because I'm so depressed.
That's because that leader was a whiny bitch. You don't watch the episodes
yeah,
like we all do.
If you go back and watch the episodes you missed, that was a great episode. Because we kept, like, there's in the Megazord, he sits in like a throne, and all the other Rangers, in order to make the shit work, have to lift him up. They have to carry around
it's like
him.
Like
he's,
it's like he's the king.
It's
and
like
they,
he's fucking
one of them,
Red Ranger Xerxes or some shit.
He's Xerxes.
Yeah.
Next.
So we kept talking about how he was such a whiny bitch.
There's some tower guys.
Can we have some high fives? Some high fives. None of you get high
fives. I was going to say, are
high
are
fives
they...
nothing. Those are all jazz hands, motherfucker.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are
they don't want. They
it's
don't
either
want.
Jazz
they don't
hands
want high
or they're
fives.
Hailing Hydra.
Yeah, they don't want high fives. They don't want fist bumps.
No,
they're just like
they just want to show their spirit.
No,
they're giving
hailing
out some
Hydra.
They're giving
Next.
Out some.
They're giving out energy to Goku so he can actually do something.
All right, so look at the red dude up front. He's like, "Yo, you, fuck you." And the other guy next to him is like, "Yeah, oh
Shut
my
up,
god,
Jackie.
That's Jackie." That's Jackie Bryant right there.
Yep.
I was going to say, I'm not sure what's going down here, but one monster walked onto the field and grew tall, and then all of a sudden the Rangers started calling Zords, and the monster's standing there, and this red guy steps forward and he says, "You, this about to happen." And these there's all these Zords that are about to fight one monster. So... how many motherfuckers do they need
to beat one motherfucker?
To beat one motherfucker.
13 motherfuckers. That's how many.
No. No. 10 motherfuckers. Unless they pulled out the other Zords, because then if they pulled out the other Zords, it's 16 motherfuckers.
True.
You might need 16 motherfuckers
Next.
To beat a motherfucker.
Oh, that's so.
That is cool.
I
that is so
fucking
much
love
yeah,
it.
That's
I love
sweet.
The Shogun.
That's the coolest Whoa. Picture so far.
Take a look at the white one in this pic. It actually looks more like a knight now.
Yeah. Next.
Yep. I see you guys over there. Can I come play? Please?
No, Falcon Sword. We told you no more. You're always getting us in trouble.
Oh, man. Please,
don't make me,
this time.
Don't make me shit on you. Next.
Look at all of
man,
us.
I got my posse with me this time. You really want to go?
Shit, the posse needs to leave.
Man, you don't know about our boy Shogun. He the best around.
Next.
Dude, who the fuck is that dude?
That's
Ninja.
It's Ninja, but I think over there it's like
oh,
Ninja
shit,
Man.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
All right.
He was a guy who can be like super sized. So.
Have we talked we talked about him during the costumes, didn't we? At least.
Yes.
We did
sure
have him
did.
In that episode, right?
I think
yes.
So.
So he's like the Ant-Man of the series.
He's
he can get really big.
He's this team's I think Zordon type person.
He has also like a battle mode where some
yeah.
of his armor turns around. He turns like red or something.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's the yeah. one I was telling you about that I wasn't too sure to leave into here because he does start out as a normal size at first, and then.
And I think you asked me about that, and I said go ahead and leave him out because we talked about him in the Sentai.
Plus, we'll talk about him once we get to that season two. Of
That's
Power
true
Rangers.
Too. Yep. We'll get a lot of discussion when we hit the season reviews.
Why is he wearing Spankies?
Because superheroes. Wear Spankies.
And next. These guys are superheroes.
That's awesome looking.
That is his other form.
Oh, yeah. See, that's cool as shit.
And it's snowing.
Yeah, that's what he becomes, that ninja dude.
See how much better that is? He should just stay like that all the time.
Yeah, but when he's in that form, he has to be in super fighting robot form.
Next.
Not, I'm just a jackass running in circles.
Hey,
look,
that's
we're done.
Oh,
shit. Oh,
we ran the episode in an hour and 40, basically.
Yeah. It was close.
Damn.
That didn't take 2 hours.
Yeah, but so that's because once we got to the end, we were like, these guys suck, grade them and move on.
To be fair, that did help. The fact that there was like a whole team of Zords that sucked.
Yeah.
The more suck you have, the faster it goes.
One team of Zords that sucked. I'm pretty sure there are two teams.
Yeah, but we ignore the fact that the other team sucked because their Megazord was epic as fuck.
Tis true. It's very true.
We're just like, yeah, fuck on the team. Just let them show up and be like, we're here. Now it's time for the Megazord.
So I think the Shogun Megazord with the Falcon guns.
Yes.
It? Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Followed by the Shogun, followed by the Falcon.
Yeah. Right, but
yep.
For the countdown, the winner of these robots is Shogun with Falcon. So that's the one that will be included into our countdown.
To battle against Dragon Caesar.
Which there's still
and
a lot,
Leo Pardon.
There's still a lot to do before we get there.
Yeah, no shit.